In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masechta Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins, Hamocher et habayit lo machara teyatziya. So this Mishnah we're going to be learning about in this parak deal with sales and transactions. The question is, if someone sells, in this case, a dwelling, a house, what is concluded in the sale? So important to understand that the bayit, in the language of Mishnah, is actually a dwelling. So therefore, there can be other rooms or parts of the building that aren't considered part of the bayit. So Mishnah says that he hasn't sold this yatziya. Yatziya, loosely translated, is an annex. And this is afal pi shehi ptucha l'tucha, even if there seems to be a doorway between this, we'll call it annex for the moment, and the rest of the house. The question is, what is this yatziya? One understanding is it's some sort of type of like an attic. So what's patuach then? That there seems to be like an opening in the ceiling between the house and this yatziya, with the space in the attic. And it's not a area of dwelling, importantly, it's more like a storage area. Another understanding is this yitzya seems to be almost like a small room that is around the sides of the house, like next to the walls of the house. Importantly here, the understanding is this yitzya has to be considered a makom chashuv, an area of substance, so it has to be at least 4 amot. Otherwise, it would be considered tafil, meaning to simply part of or secondary to the house itself. It also adds, v'lo ata cheder shelifnim imenu, also not a room. Here, it sounds similar to Yetziyah, according to the second explanation, but it seems to be some sort of like storeroom that was at the back of the house. Even if there's a doorway in between that storeroom and the rest of the house, that would not be considered as part of the sale of a dwelling. And Mishnah adds, V'lo et ha-gag b'zman sh'yesh lo ma'aka k'vo asrat fachim. According to the first opinion, the roof space would also not be considered part of the sale. If, again, we're talking about a roof that has a substantial side once again, arba amot, if there is a railing that is 10 tfachim high around it. And then that would be considered now substantial space and not considered batel or part of the sale of the house. Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh lo tzurata petach, if towards the entrance of this roof there is a doorway, then even if the railing is not 10 tfachim high, it's already considered an independent space and not part of the sale. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Mishnah begins, Lo et habor v'lo et hadut. So when one sells a bait, once again, he does not sell a bor is like a cistern, so a hole that doesn't have a proper wall, or a dut. Dut is, I've got different translations here, but effectively like a cistern whose walls are constructed with brick. The Batimra says it's kain martef, so like a cellar, like a walled cellar of some sort. In any event, that is not considered part of the cell, that's not considered part of the dwelling. Afal pi shekatavlo, despite the fact that part of the contract of sale was that he's selling them umka vroma, which is the depth and the height of the house, that would not include the bor and the dut, despite the fact that it is in the ground, because it's not part of the house. Unless he said mikarka hatom v'adrom harakia, that would actually then include those items as well. Now, if it's not included part of the sale, the question is, how would the mocher access it? So according to Rabbi Akiva, v'tzrich likach lo haderech, that the mocher, the seller, would have to purchase access from the person he sold this entire house to get to his borodut. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that mocher ba'ein yafe mocher, that when the seller sells his property, he sells with an ayin yafeh, if you like, generously, such that he doesn't leave anything for himself. So despite the fact that the bor and the dut were left out of the sale, he didn't leave himself access to get there. Chachamim says, no, ein tzarich likach lo derech, he doesn't need to purchase access to get to these bor and dut, because Chachamim disagree, they say mocher bayin ra hu mocher, that a mocher doesn't sell generously, he would have left out as part of the sale access to these things. However, morder Rabbi Akiva, we would agree though, bezman sha'amar lo, if the mocher told the person who was selling his property to, and he actually explicitly said, chutz mi'elu, aside from these two things, meboradot, because it's unnecessary to mention those two items, because as we've already mentioned, they're not really included part of the bayit, then having stated that, she'ein tzarich l'chach lo derech, it would exclude the access to them, and therefore we wouldn't have to purchase access to get to the bor and the dut. Macharan l'acher, if someone sold the bor and the dut to somebody else, then we find the argument reverse. Rabbi Kiva says, Einu tzurich lakach lo derech, because when he sells this bor and the dut, he would, according to Rabbi Kiva, he's mocher ba'ayin yafeh, he sells generously and would have included access to it. V'chachamim omrim, however, say no, because once again they hold according to their opinion that they sell ba'ayin ra. So all he did was sell him just the bor and the dut, this cistern, and if you like, walled cellar, according to one translation I have here. So he would actually have to also purchase access to get to these things that he had purchased. Those are the Mishnah today.